But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward." We pray. O Lord, let your word in my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts prove to be acceptable and profitable in your sight. Open our eyes, ears, and hearts to behold truly wonderful things from your holy word. For these things have been written so that through the encouragement of the sacred scriptures we might have hope, both now and for the future. Amen. It's hardly necessary for me to remind any of you here present this morning that call day is rapidly approaching. And I imagine many of us, even most of us, can hardly think of anything else these last days before call day. There are all those plaguing questions. Where will we go? Who will we serve? What will be the specific challenges of the unique ministry in which we serve? As I know from my own personal experience, as well as talking with many of my friends, there's a good deal of anticipation present at such a time. But I also know that there's also a good deal of apprehension that is present, although no doubt it's a little less pronounced. Again, there are those questions. Will we be man enough to stand up and handle the challenges that our particular ministry will throw at us? What about those people to whom we go? Will we be sent out as peace-loving sheep into the midst of ravenous wolves? Yes, even how well will our seminary training have proved to prepare us for the work that lies before us? Yes, there's also a distinct note of fear that's present in our midst. Now, of course, not all fear is bad or sinful. There are those constructive kinds of fears that would prevent us from jumping off a Luther Tower or from going into a difficult test unprepared or from not paying our taxes because we fear the consequences of those acts. But there's also a kind of fear that somehow leads us to withdraw and sort of paralyzes us from serving God as we might. It causes us to despair, to complain against God, and even to withdraw from our neighbor because we're afraid when we reach out to him that in one way or another we'll be rejected by him. And it's this type of fear that we see in our Old Testament text for this day. Although Moses and the Israelites had finally been granted permission by Pharaoh to take up and leave the land of Egypt, it wasn't long before Pharaoh experienced a typical change of heart. And so he called his officers together and discussed with them, "What is this that we have done in letting our slaves go after them?" And so the Egyptian army with its 600 select chariots and its officers and army took off after the pursuing Israelites. And soon the rejoicing of the Israelites in leaving the land of Egypt turned into loud moans of despair. The Israelites found themselves sandwiched in between an experienced army on one side and a sea on the other, and somehow they did not find this combination very appetizing. They were even beginning to wish that they would have never left the land of Egypt. After all, things were better there. It's precisely to this human predicament that the word of the Lord comes. Moses responded to the people, "Do not fear." The fear nots of the Bible are many, because the fears of men are many. Listen to but a few. Fear not, Abram, I am a shield to you. Fear not, Joshua, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jehoshaphat, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out and face them, for the Lord is with you. Elisha said to his servants when they were surrounded by an unfriendly army, do not fear, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And Isaiah comforted his afflicted people with the word of the Lord, do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. Why then are we as God's people not to tremble before our everyday tasks and before our foes? Because we are not alone. Of course, this is something that we all know well, but we all as well oftentimes tend to forget. And so we again need to hear that comforting word addressed to us. Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Yes, it's not our emotional outburst before God or before men that will account for our effectiveness and success in ministry, but rather the quiet confidence and trust that we place in our Lord, who is able to allow us to overcome our battles, because he fights with us and for us in those battles of life. But having reassured his people of his salvation, God did not simply allow them to stand by and watch the whole show. Now, it's true, the victory belonged to God and to God alone. It would have been rash for Moses or any of the vast Israelite hosts to claim that somehow that victory came from them. And brothers in Christ, it would be rash and foolish for us as well to claim any credit for ourselves when God gives us victory in our battles of life. Now that does not mean, of course, that we are not involved in God's plan of battle. In the case of the Israelites, God said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. They were to go forward in faith, confident of his spirit, of his strength, of his presence, and his power. When they came to those waters, he would part the waters before them. He would make a way, and it would be his way. Fellow brothers in Christ, as we stand on the threshold of our future, soon to be revealed in part by the calls that we will shortly receive, let us also not fear. Rather than focusing upon the problems and challenges of our ministry, which of course is bound to lead us ever deeper into despair, let us turn our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who was delivered up because of our transgressions and was raised for our justification. To be sure, there are times when we as well need to stand still, to be silent before God, and to ponder his salvation, the salvation which he provided the Israelite host before the Egyptians, the glorious salvation which he provided upon our Savior hanging upon the cross. Yes, that victorious salvation that is proclaimed in this season in the empty tomb, and his salvation which applies to us as well in our individual sticky situations. Having thus been renewed, we too move forward, confident in Christ that we shall be able to meet the challenge before us. So let the calls come. They may look trying, but the situation is never hopeless or helpless. Sufficient in Christ, we rise to meet those challenges. Our God is with us.